Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. FS.
Steve and Ted in the morning, 746 KNSS on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County has administered 14,000 COVID vaccine booster shots so far. All Kansans who are fully vaccinated are now eligible for the booster shots. President Biden wants to look into soaring energy prices. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gotten a couple of calls from some of the traffic trackers over on the west side. The DuckDuckGo route you can trust. Kellogg in the area around I-235 and the Big Ditch. There's black smoke coming from underneath the overpass there on Kellogg. So there's something on fire in the area, and it actually is slowing down traffic. So you want to watch out in that area. Again, that's right around I-235. Black smoke coming from underneath Kellogg there. Something on fire in the area, and it is affecting traffic. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 53 degrees. Now partly cloudy. Calm. And 25 degrees. 747, Stephen Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The U.S. government will pay drug maker Pfizer $5.29 billion for 10 million treatment courses for its potential COVID-19 treatment if regulators approve it. Pfizer asked U.S. regulators Tuesday to authorize the experimental pill, which has been shown to significantly cut the rate of hospitalizations and deaths among people with coronavirus infections. That's the pill. Macy's swung to a profit in the third quarter and sales surged 36% as shoppers began to buy dresses, luggage, and other goods that fell to the bottom of the shopping list last year when the pandemic struck. Macy's joins a slew of other retailers posting strong sales as they overcome surging costs and snarled supply chains ahead of the holiday shopping season. How about the stock market? Well, stocks ended Wednesday down, pulling a bit further off their record highs.
Stocks retreat on mixed retail earnings and data. Shares of Target fell as higher labor and freight costs squeezed the retailer's margins. Investors punishing both Walmart and Target, both of which said they weren't passing through higher costs to consumers in an attempt to preserve market share. Meanwhile, housing starts fell unexpectedly in October as building permits rose. Investors are combing retail data and earnings reports for clues as to how the holiday sales season is shaping up. October retail sales rose by 1.7% in October despite high inflation. One sign consumers continue to spend. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Dow closed down 211 points yesterday. The S&P 500 lost 12 points. And the NASDAQ gave up 52 points. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, taking a look at some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. William Bill Farhaw, a well-known figure in Wichita's real estate scene for decades, has died at the age of 78. According to an obituary for Farhaw on Legacy.com, the Wichita native died Tuesday, a graduate of Southeast High School and Wichita State University. Farhaw co-founded Farhaw & Sons Enterprises with his father in the early 1960s. The real estate company owns and operates properties in several states.
Wichita-based Ag Eagle Aerial Systems this week reporting increased sales in the third quarter and concurrently announcing a new partnership with the drone industry. Ag Eagle revenue jumped 169% to more than $2 million year over year, with the company attributing the increase to new sensor and software sales. Ag Eagle also revealing that its Measure subsidiary has teamed with Wing to integrate that company's OpenSky app into Measure's software platform. That's for automating drone operations.
After snaring a new defense contract from Thailand earlier in the week, Textron Aviation Defense says it is nearing completion on work on one for the Royal Air Force, Thai Air Force in 2020. Company says it has nearly completed manufacturing work on 12 T-6 military trainers in Wichita that were ordered last year. The $162 million contract won last October also includes training for pilots and maintenance workers that will be provided by the local Textron division as part of a program the company says is ahead of schedule. More good news from Textron. That's some local business news, Wichita Business Journal this week. Ted, it's Thursday. I think we've had three pretty good stories from Textron this week. Good things going on out there.
I'm glad to hear that.
Selling airplanes, it's kind of an ongoing revenue stream if they can keep bringing pilots in here to train them, on those planes and service them and so forth. It could go on for a long, long time. That's the idea, I guess. Today is the Great American Smokeout. The American Cancer Society sponsors the Great American Smokeout. This is an annual social engineering event to encourage Americans to stop tobacco smoking. And the Smokeout challenges smokers to quit cigarettes for 24 hours with the hopes that the decision will continue forever. And I would imagine over the past several years, I think, when did they start? 70s?
They've been doing it a long
71,
time.
71, yeah. Somewhere around in there. I imagine over the years they have got a lot of people off of the cigarettes, and they maybe saved a few thousand or maybe a couple of million lives. So the Great American Smokeout is today. You know, Shelley and I are big fans of, as we call them, the black and whites, movies from the 40s.
Oh, me too.
Basically the 40s, a little of some of the 30s, but a lot of great films were made in the 40s and, of course, the 50s. And I'll tell you, one thing you'll notice is a cigarette is common in every scene in those movies.
Yep, everybody's smoking.
It's something they do with their hands and the actors. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal was, but it's light for that cigarette. You know, they're always smoking. And so I grew up in a world, and I guess you did too to an extent, although I think that smoking thing was kind of starting to dry out by the time you came along and people started outlawing smoking. I mean, there's a sign in our break room in our copy room that says state law, no smoking. And I'm just thinking, man, it is a state law. It's a local law.
Yeah, and that has happened in my lifetime. I mean, when I was a kid.
You remember that,
everybody
too?
Everybody was smoking.
Yeah.
But my dad smoked cigarettes. Both my grandfathers smoked cigars. But I still remember when they were smoking on airplanes. Yeah. You'd get on an airplane.
That's
everybody,
right.
Everybody's lit up, and there's smoke in the cabin all over the place.
I'm starting to choke up just thinking about it. Okay. The leaves are brown, and they're falling down. And I've noticed that yesterday. There's huge piles of leaves in my driveway or in my front gutter there. They're not mine. I just have a little tree out there.
Yeah, they blew away from blew in from the north.
There was a time when, actually, now let's go back a little ways. There was a time when people burned their leaves.
Yeah?
You had this big 55-gallon drum in the backyard. And you just got all the leaves together. Sometimes you burned them in the yard.
And then you'd get that smell on autumn evenings.
And the whole city.
Smoke. And those burning leaves. And that's something that has also gone away.
That's gone away. Much. We used to burn our trash in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So we've made some progress on certain things over the years, mostly involving smoke. All right, Ted, Seven, nice to have St. Shelley on the air with us a while ago. Talking about the day that our grandson Nolan was born, 22 years ago today.
How about that?
And he's the first of seven. His cousin Reese.
Seven grandchildren. Look at you.
His cousin Reese came along just a few months after that, and we're so proud of the boys and all of our grandkids. But Reese is in the Air Guard out at McConnell Air Force Base, and Nolan is just about to. I think he's going to graduate this spring from Wichita State. So
yeah, and when you start to think about things like that, family, all of a sudden these little babies are being born, and then 22 years later,
well,
they're adults. I mean, where did that 20 years go?
Exactly. And the thing is that you and I had been on the air together for about a year before Nola was born. So we've been on here longer
than that. Time just flies by.
Now, how about that? By the way, Steve and Ted show today, number 6047. All right. Stay with us coming up at the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. President wants to investigate energy price increases. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah. We got some huge JUCO volleyball national tournaments starting today, and I've got a Christmas prize package to give away sometime before we finish the show today. Stay tuned for your chance to win.
Plus, you've got entertainment news. The Blur's coming up, too.
Yep, we'll get you entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.